This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. So this is a story about my son, Ron. I love my son with all my heart, and he's always been kind of extra special because he was, or he is, the only boy out of four kids and the baby. I had three daughters and then Ron. So, you know, he's my baby boy. Not anymore so much, but he's always been very special to me. But we have a very interesting relationship, and I'll explain how that happened. It all kind of went an interesting way when Ron was 11 years old. You know, boys, when they get that age, they start changing. Things start happening in their body. And I was definitely nervous. Well, not nervous, but just unsure how that would go with a boy. And, you know, when Ron was 11, I started noticing him looking at me differently than my sweet boy had always looked at me. It's like he was curious about my body. Not like I was naked in front of him, but if I was, say, bending over or if I had a low-cut shirt, I would notice Ron would definitely look, and it would make him shy if I'd kind of catch him. But I thought it was pretty cute, you know, harmless. I would imagine most moms go through something similar. I mean, it was so innocent to me that I even joked about it with my husband, that our son was, you know, checking out my cleavage or watching me bend over getting dinner out of the oven. But about a year later, when Ron was about 12, that was the year, I remember it distinctly, because we had put a pool in at the house. We had a brand new pool. And this opened up situations where I caught him looking even more and not so shy when he would look. He was growing up. He was going through puberty, you know, and he just started getting more bold when he would look. And I would definitely notice when we would be hanging out at the pool. Anytime I got out of the pool, he would look at my body. I mean, it was undeniable what he was doing, and I didn't make a big deal out of it. I mean, I found it flattering, and I figured a growing boy is going to have some curiosities in his mind, and here is his mom, you know, in a wet bathing suit and laying out and all that. But he definitely would look hard and linger at me. And he would definitely do it even more when no one else was around. It was like I was his one and only view. And I mean, I didn't encourage him to look at me. And I definitely didn't mind it. I didn't stop it. I just pretended not to notice. And I just chalked it up as a 12-year-old boy just being, you know, curious for lack of better words, horny. And I would say the following year, it started getting even more interesting when Ron was 13 years old. He got really brave, if you will. He would give me even harder stares. And every woman knows when a man looks at you, most men look at you, and it's like a little boy looking at you, like Ron did when he was 11. But then there's a look that a man gives you that says he wants to devour you and fuck you. And that's how my son was looking at me. And I still did the same. I just pretended not to notice and, again, chalked it up to boy stuff. And then he started doing something very interesting. Ron started wearing, like, baggy shorts, you know, like basketball shorts. And he would wear them with no underwear, but only when we were alone. He would wear them into the pool so that when he got out of the pool, he would make sure that I was looking at him and I could see the outline of his teenage cock and balls, you know. And yeah, I would find myself looking, but not in a gross way. He wanted me to look, so I was looking. And I don't know, I guess curiosity. And then there were times where he would just kind of sit, you know, beside the pool and lean back, and he would get hard while he was looking at me. I'd glance over, and in his baggy shorts, I would see an erection in his shorts, and he wouldn't look away. He wouldn't try to hide it. It's like he wanted his mother to see his 13-year-old boner. And I mean, I would sneak peeks, sure. At that time, I didn't have any thoughts in my mind. I don't know, it was just curiosity. I mean, if there's a hard dick, no matter if it's your young boy's, you know, erection, you're gonna at least look at it for a second, right? Yeah, it was, I think Ron at that time, that was his way of trying to get me to do something. Like he would come through the living room when no one was around and he'd either have an erection or not, but he'd have on those baggy shorts showing his mother his swinging cock and balls, you know, like just kind of begging me to look at him back. And then I started finding cum in his underwear, which I did think was pretty normal, I guess, you know, for boys at that age. But then I started finding out more and more, like every single day. I'd go into his laundry and there'd be just like a load of semen right there. And I'm not going to lie, it kind of turned me on a little bit. I really did, because I thought, for one, it was forcing me to really imagine my son, my teenage son, jerking off. And then it was his young cum, you know, right there. I was so fascinated with it. And I'll be honest, I played his game a little bit. I really did. I started dressing differently. Not anything crazy, but I would wear looser tops and not wear a bra. I would make sure I bent over in front of Ron and where my tits were kind of hanging out of the top a little bit. I wore shorter shorts around the house, no panties. Like I wanted to give Ron a better view. And I know that's fucked up, but it was just a little cat and mouse game that we were playing. you know? And then I actually went to the store and I bought specifically for him a bikini to wear at the pool, because before I'd had regular one-piece mom bathing suit, but I wanted to give Ron a better view of his mother than I did. And then it got progressively worse the older he got. When he turned 14, I know he was having me catch him masturbating on purpose. And every single time he would just masturbate with his door wide open, and I'd either walk by and pretend I didn't see, or if he was masturbating in the kitchen or in the living room, I literally would get embarrassed. I was embarrassed. I'd say I was sorry, and I'd walk straight out. But between me and you, I would always catch a peek. I was turned on by my son, how horny he was, how interested he was in his mother, me. And he just kept masturbating, having me catch him all the time. I think he was begging me to take him, right? But I'm a really good mother. I couldn't have sex with my child, let alone like incest sex, you know? But to be honest, the game was fun. And then Ron made it even more interesting. Around that time, he would every single day come up to me after school, hand me a basket of laundry, smile, and walk away. And at first I didn't know why he was smiling, but then I figured it out. He would leave me a warm, fresh load of his teenage semen right there in his laundry, in his underwear. And the first time I saw it, the fresh cum, because I had seen it before. It was kind of, you know, like older cum, but the fresh cum, I put it straight to my nose. I smelled it. I touched it. I even tasted it. I don't know. It's something about that young, virile cum, you know, like a 14-year-old boy's cum, how potent it must be. And then it was my own son's that he gifted to me. I couldn't fucking help myself. The first time, I took his underwear straight to my room and I rubbed his semen into my pussy and masturbated with this cum, just rubbing it against myself, fingering myself with my son's cum. And I blame it on Ron. I mean, he turned me into this maniac. I was, every day, I would get his load in the laundry and masturbate. I thought about showing him what I was doing, but I didn't. I mean, I didn't want to cross the line. But when he got even a little older, 15 years old, I admit, I would slowly change my clothes and leave the door open. Before, I used to be very careful about changing clothes in the bathroom where the kids wouldn't catch me. But I don't know, something wanted Ron to see my body, so that's what I did. I would leave my top off for a while and leave my door wide open, knowing that Ron would be walking by and he would catch me. And he'd stand there for a minute, smile, and walk away. And I slowly showed him more and more of my naked body. And of course, I would run off and rub my pussy really quick. And it got worse when no one was around the house. And Ron was really good at knowing when no one was around. He would masturbate so loudly. Like he wanted me to hear him. I could hear him moaning. I could hear him fapping. You know, that pissed against himself. And I would just listen at the door, touch myself. It was so fucking hot. I wanted to see him masturbate, but that was wrong. You know, I have to be the one in charge. One night, I walked by and I caught him masturbating and his eyes were closed. So I stood there very, very quietly, and I watched Ron jerk off. And he was just a teenager, probably for about 10 seconds. I even got to see him come, and holy shit. If you've seen a teenager come, it's so fucking explosive. And then watching your own son do it. It was so hot. But when Ron turned 18, he moved out. And I'm proud to say we didn't do anything. But a part of me wish we would have, to be honest, because I still think about it. I watch taboo porn. I have fantasies about Ron, but it's a secret, you know. A couple years ago, when Ron was 20, I actually divorced his father. And Ron, you know, asked me if I needed anything. And I told him I just needed to be with my sweet boy. So he allowed me to stay with him at his apartment. And we definitely, I'll say he flirted. He did flirt. But I probably was asking for it. Because I hadn't stopped thinking about him. I hadn't stopped thinking about the way his 15-year-old hard teenage cock looked. How I longed to taste it. How I took his fucking teenage underage semen and licked it and rubbed my cunt with it. And I can't say I didn't want it, but there was always something that didn't want me to cross the line, you know? It's illegal. Incest is illegal so many places. But that night, no stay with Ron. He put his hand on my thigh, you know, and we were just laughing. And I tried to push it off because I thought it was inappropriate. But then my son did something surprising. He didn't like me pushing him away. And so right there on his couch, he pinned his mother down and forced me to kiss him. I didn't want to. I really didn't want to. And I told him no. I know I told Ron no. I know he could feel me kicking and like trying to scream underneath him, but he kept going. He kept forcing kissing on me and pushed my shirt up, took out my breast. And I begged him to stop. I told him, no, Ron, we can't do this. Stop. This is so wrong. No, we can't, Ron. And that's when he ripped my panties, his mother's panties. And rape me hard. I mean, it was aggressive. I'd never been fucked like that before. My own son raping me. Me crying underneath him. But I'll tell you a secret. I was turned on. Even though I say that he raped me, I wanted it. I wanted it. And then it just turned me on so much to be taken like that by my son, to be brutally raped and like crying during it. Sounds so fucked up, but I loved every moment of it. And we kept doing that for years, him just raping me over and over, me acting like I didn't want it. He knew I wanted it, though. I know he could feel how wet my incest mommy pussy was. He'd make me say things like, you know, call him my son rapist. Call him a motherfucker while he raped me. He'd put his fist around my neck, grip it tightly, and then forced me to beg for his incest seed, and I'd cry but love it at the same time. He'd skull fuck his own mother, just holding me by my hair, forcing my son's dick down deep into my throat. I loved every moment of it. And I didn't think it was possible, but my son gave me a rape baby. I had an incest rape child growing in my belly. I thought I was too old to get pregnant. And things got really, I guess you could say, more consensual between me and Ron, because I moved in with him, and, well, we still had raunchy, filmy sex where I pretended I hated it, but we were definitely together in the secret, you know. And it turns out I had another baby girl, an inbred child from my sweet baby boy. And, you know, once she was born, I don't know, something about having a child. Maybe it's the incest that fucked up my brain. Maybe it's all the quote-unquote non-consensual rape. But I turned into a different mother this time around. Maybe it was also because I had discovered this brutal, you know, mommy fucker in my son, and I wanted the same for my daughter. And another part of me that I told Ron, you know, I want you to do what I was too chicken shit to do. Because I had told Ron before, you know, I wish I would have molested his sexy little child self. I wish I would have just taken charge and taken what I wanted. I told him, we've got to do this with this daughter. I mean, she's already inbred. Why not fuck her up some more, you know? And so when I would breastfeed, when she was really, really tiny, I'd have Ron come over and rape my mouth while I breastfeed. I would swallow his cum and then talk about how it's, you know, kind of hot that his seed, you know, turns into my breast milk, and then I'd push a little further, like, you know, spitting his cum out, spitting it onto my breast so our baby girl would just drink up my slobbery cum coming from my mouth. And then it turned into him just cumming his incest seed all over my tits, and while that baby girl just kept sucking it up. Ron didn't like the idea of molesting our daughter. I mean, I did. I loved the idea. But I knew I could get him there, because I've seen the way he acts. The way he acts when he gets really, you know, at that point where he's real hard and fucking horny. And every time I just push a little more, I'd have him touch her body while jerking off next to her. I'd do the same. I eventually got it to where we would just rub his cock up and down her infant body. I'd tell him to just, you know, rub that cock against our incest. That's proof of our fucking incest right there. It just makes sense that her daddy and her brother daddy rub his dick all over her body. Eventually, I got him to really look at her little baby pussy. I molested her first, just to show Ron I was serious about it. And I'd always talk about how I wish I would have fondled his little baby balls and dick while I molested our little daughter. And with a little reluctance, he eventually molested her. He touched that baby pussy, and I could have came in my panties right then and there. So hot. guiding my own son to molesting our rape baby. And when our baby turned 1 year old, I knew that was when I would really start pushing it. Because, of course, you know, raping a small newborn is just nuts cause for really bad physical trauma. But when she's one, at least she's old enough to take it. And so right when she turned one on her first birthday, I told Ron that our baby girl needed the ultimate first birthday gift. That mommy would hold her mouth open while her brother daddy forced the head of his cock inside her tiny mouth. That we'd put cake on the tip of daddy's dick. And that would be how she takes her first bite of birthday cake straight from brother daddy's cock. And she did. She lapped that shit up. And I jerked him. I jerked him to completion until he came and busted all inside our rape babies, my baby girl's mouth. And then the following day, I insisted. I forced him, really. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to hurt her. But I told Ron, I want to see her fuck holes split open. I want to see her toddler pussy open up for his fucking cock. And we started slow. We trained her hole open. Until just a little bit of his cock could fit in. Even just the tip and a little bit of the shaft split our little rape baby apart so fucking hot. And I told him, I said, you may as well train her little asshole too. At least brother daddy can push his incest balls deep. And that's what we do. We take our incest rape baby. I make sure that she's fondled, molested, raped every single day. Raised on Ron's seed. She's really grown to love it. She's going to be a really dumb little fucking rape toy. And I love that about her. And I love being this pedo parent. Ron corrupted me, right? So I may as well give it back. I may as well corrupt him to be a pedo daddy, to be a child fucker. And I love every second of it.